From the studios of WERA LP 96.7 and Arlington Independent Media, this is Journey Without Maps. Not more than 100 years ago, every sound heard in human history was generated through physical vibrations, plucking strings, hammers, drums, and vocal cords. The rise of technologies like the oscillator, magnetic tape, and vacuum tubes, along with the spirit of iconoclasm and an embrace of the avant-garde in the mid-20th century, led to the creation of electronic music. From government-sponsored research housed at universities, electronic music slowly found its way out of the lab and became a global phenomenon. Modern classical music was the ultimate point of reference for the early electronic musicians who broke all barriers to bring strange sounds from the ether into our ears. On this week's episode of Journey Without Maps, the pioneers of electronic music, John Cage, Karlheinz Stockhausen, Wendy Carlos, Delia Derbyshire, Brian Eno, Laurie Anderson, and more. Our story begins in Soviet Russia with Leon Theremin's 1928 invention of the first electronic instrument, the theremin. In the 1930s, Clara Rockmore became a disciple and performed classical works, including Tchaikovsky's Valse Sentimentale. From 1958 through 1960, German composer Karlheinz Stockhausen created sounds from his Cologne electronic music studio.
Thank you.
This show is Journey Without Maps, and this episode is Pioneers of Electronic Music. In the 1950s, science fiction cinema embraced otherworldly electronic sounds. In part to avoid paying out film industry guild fees, MGM hired Beebe and Lewis Barron to compose the soundtrack for The Forbidden Planet, the first all-electronic soundtrack film score in 1956.
In another field, music can now be produced entirely by electronics. No known instruments are involved. Coded information is punched out. An electronic music synthesizer does the rest.
In the early 1950s, Columbia University professors Vladimir Ussachevsky and Otto Luening and Princeton University professors Milton Babbitt and Roger Sessions founded the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center. It had acquired the RCA Mark II sound synthesizer, the first programmable polyphonic electronic musical instrument. Here's Argentine composer Mario Davidovsky with Electronic Study No. 1. Classical composer Wendy Carlos also studied at the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center. With engineer Robert Moog, she oversaw the development of the Moog synthesizer, a modular voltage-controlled synth that used transistors, an innovation that made the instrument smaller, cheaper, and more reliable than vacuum tubes. In 1968, Carlos recorded Switched on Bach, one of the first recordings to feature electronic music, rather than experimental sounds. This is Two-Part Invention in F Major. Delia Derbyshire was a working-class girl from Coventry, England, who joined the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in 1960. She created dozens of otherworldly soundtracks for British television, including the theme to the science fiction series Doctor Who. Among her experimental recordings, 00000.
Simply. Quatrième Voice Boys. Son
sound
mouillé
of wetness. Thirteenth voice.
Treizième voix.
Sound.
Son.
Of a dream.
D'un rêve.
Kiss.
Embrassant.
That was Suzanne Ciani, an Italian-American synth heroine who recorded Voices of Packaged Souls in the 1970s. Two selections there, The Sound of Wetness and Sound of a Dream Kissing. You're listening to Journey Without Maps, and on this show, every week I bring you rare vintage and underground music from around the world. This episode features the pioneers of electronic music from the early 30s onward to the 80s. Thank you. Right now you're listening to Bülent Arel, a piece entitled Stereo Electronic Music No. 1 from 1964's Columbia Princeton Electronic Music Center LP. Tuned to Journey Without Maps. This week's episode is Pioneers of Electronic Music, In the first half of the show, you heard compositions from Suzanne Chani, Delia Derbyshire, Wendy Carlos, Bülent Arel, Mario Davidovsky, Bede and Louis Baron, Karl-Heinz Stockhausen, John Cage, and Clara Rockmore. And from the recent compilation, Soul Jazz Records presents Space, Energy, and Light. Experimental electronic and acoustic soundscapes. French composer Richard Pignas with Variations 8 from 1978. Brian Eno launched a career in glam rock wielding a monophonic synth, but in the 1970s he embraced the roots of experimental electronic music. Eno is a pioneer of ambient music, psychoacoustic soundscapes with visual and atmospheric qualities. From 1983, Brian Eno with Deep Blue Day. Anderson is an avant-garde performance artist who had an unlikely hit in 1981 with Oh Superman, a song inspired by the 1885 classical aria Le Cid.
Oh, mom and dad. Jama.
Originally intended as a fusion of electronic disco music with classical ragas, Indian film composer Charanjit Singh created the first proto-acid house record in 1982 by test-driving new technologies, the Roland TB-303 sequencer and the TR-808 drum machine. This sound would be recognized later as acid house with its deep bass lines and squelches from Chicago and Detroit DJs. Raga Bariaf from 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat from 1982. Thank you. The TR-808 drum machine was released in 1980 as one of the first programmable drum machines. African-American DJs and musicians in New York embraced this technology and laid the groundwork for hip-hop. Closing out this week's episode on electronic music pioneers, Terrence Woodard with The Tracks from 1985. Journey Without Maps is a production of WERALP and Arlington Independent Media. For more episodes of this show, check out mixcloud.com/journeywithoutmaps.